which we know is apostate Protestantism, the United States. So these three powers, the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, are the powers that go to make up modern Babylon, and each of these powers have their own specific characteristics in Bible prophecy. In the United States, when you're dealing with that, it is the power that goes through a change, a metamorphosis, a transition. It begins as a lamb, ends up speaking as a dragon. It begins as a Protestant nation, ends up as the false prophet or apostate Protestantism in Revelation 16. It goes through a metamorphosis. It has two horns. The two horns of power that made the United States great in the beginning, we're told, are republicanism and Protestantism. Republicanism identifying the government, Protestantism identifying the religion of the United States. These were the two positive strengths of the United States. But when it transcends into the false prophet or apostate Protestantism, it still has two powers, and powers being horns in Bible prophecy, but they've changed, and the two powers of the United States at the end of the time are its economic and its military strength. It goes through a metamorphosis, and when you see in verse 40 that this process has begun, it gives you the necessary background to understand correctly verse 41, because in verse 41 you see a Sunday law in the United States. So verse 40 is giving us advance information that the change necessary to precede the Sunday law in the United States is underway. And I say that because the United States begins as Protestant America, but ends as apostate Protestantism. And brothers and sisters, only one definition for Protestantism, whether it's a Catholic or a Protestant Bible, and that is to protest Rome. And when Ronald Reagan formed an alliance with the Vatican during the 1980s, in that sense, the United States ceased to be a Protestant nation. And in that sense, when verse 40 identifies this alliance, what we have been teaching as truth for 150 years, over 150 years, suddenly became present truth. We've been pointing forward to a time when the United States would no longer be Protestant America. It would begin its role as apostate Protestantism and the false prophet of Bible prophecy. Well, brothers and sisters, verse 40 is the verse that identifies that that time period is here. It turned what we understood as present, as truth, into present truth, and also gave us some of the dynamics and the